Good morning. I'm Ted Williams, news director and host of Sonoma County's Talking. Glad that you're along with us today as we get to know individuals and organizations that make a real difference here in Sonoma County and beyond, where we really stretch out into the world, making things a little bit better for different groups of people, and in one particular group of people, it's little ones. It's young kids. It's kids that are in that really learning curve time in their life, and exploration and discovery and just finding new things to be able to stretch their minds on. And the Children's Museum of Sonoma County is just a wonderful place for people to bring their kids and let them explore and have a good time. I've got the executive director for Children's Museum of Sonoma County. That's Colette Michaud. And Colette, thanks for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Well, thank you for having me, Ted. I'm happy to be here.
Always good to talk with you. We have a good time when we get a chance to chat about it. I have a fantastic time when I get a chance to get over to the museum and just see all the cool stuff you've got for kids. Give us the background of this. How did this come about?
Well, it started out in 2005 out of the back of my minivan because I knew that there was a need for experiential, hands-on, interactive, play-based learning experiences here in Sonoma County. The closest one we had was down in Sausalito, or was at the time, at the Bay Area Discovery Museum. And I really thought that we needed to have one up here. And lo and behold, almost 17 years later, we were able to open in 2014 in a permanent location on West Seal Lane in Santa Rosa, right next door to the amazing Schultz Museum. So we've been open now almost 8 years in a permanent location. We have over 50,000 square feet of outdoor space, and we have about 6,000 of indoor square footage that is devoted to everything that is hands-on and interactive and, like I said, play-based experiences for children to really learn in the best way possible, especially at, you know, ages 6 and under, which is through play.
It is a really amazing place. I love that you've incorporated a lot of technology for kids to get used to, and then you go back to old school basic. There's things that they can just manipulate and work and look at and enjoy. The hands-on experiences, you can just see their eyes light up. They have such a good time with it. You've done a lot of changes over the years, and you've got some new features in the past several months since we've been able to reopen after the pandemic. Describe what's going on new at the Children's Museum of Sonoma County.
Yeah, we're excited to be back open again after being closed for more than a year. And yeah, just before I get into what we're doing next or what we're doing right now, I just want to say, when you see children's eyes lighting up, that's really very, very true here. And it when you see kids lighting up like that, you're actually seeing their brains really lighting up. And you're seeing those connections that are happening that are so important for lifelong learning and also their health and well-being. So it is really, really true that when you're here, you're seeing children light up, and it's just so, so good for them to be doing that. And around other children, that social-emotional opportunity to be connecting with others, not only, you know, others of their age, but also their parents and their loved ones that are bringing them to the museum with them. But in terms of what we're doing, we've got a lot going on. When we had to close the museum, we paved the whole outdoor area. And as a result, we were able to, the garden area, we have this wonderful new outdoor trike track that has proven to be super popular. And we provide tricycles of all different types and sizes, and with the ability for all children to be able to ride them, no matter what, you know, age or what, you know, special needs that they have. So that's a very, very fun and popular area. Also, we've added about another 10,000 square feet of outdoor space that we call our Wild Zone. And this is a super fun area for kids to really explore in the way that we did as kids, where we give them an array of natural and man-made loose parts, and we allow them just to self-direct how they want to put these pieces together, whether it be into a fort or make a seesaw or make, who knows? We have a mud lab out there where they can play with mud any day during the week, but we also provide a special program around mud play on Mondays starting up in June. So lots to do, and it's a really wonderful place for parents to sit by and just watch their children play. And then finally, probably the most exciting news is we opened up a new exhibit called Space Odyssey for Galactic Explorers. And that is in about 800 square feet of space with a spaceship that the kids can get inside of and a control panel and also a lunar lander and all kinds of interactive activities and things to do in that space. So that has proven to be a very, very popular new area. And then finally, I should say that we updated and moved our medical lab with your help, Ted, and we're so excited to have you helping with that. And that is super, super popular. We've been able to update that, and kids love it just as much or more than they ever have.
It is really a magical place for all ages. Like you mentioned, the small kids get so much out of that. I think they're overshadowed sometimes by some of the activities around that are available for kids, and it really is for an older kid population. This one really starts with the kids in those very formative years, and I'd love to see their the enthusiasm as they get in there as well. One thing you and I have always talked about too is is the parent guidance that the kids always have to have a parent doing stuff with them. This one, you just say, let them go and watch them go, and it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, and it's really, really good for parents to have that opportunity to recharge their batteries. They don't have to be the entertainment director when they come to the Children's Museum. Their children are allowed to make all the messes that they want, and someone else is going to clean them up for them. So parents really, I've heard this many times where this is a place where parents can come and relax and enjoy watching their children basically direct their own learning and their own play as they move through the museum. And, parents leave here, and loved ones who bring their children leave here feeling really good about themselves. They should. This is a very healthy and good for kids place to bring to come as a family.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you have groups that come in there as well, you said you have special needs kids or you have families that come in and you have groups like birthday parties and all, then they get to explore together. That must just amplify all the fun.
It does. It does. And thank you so much for bringing up our sensory-friendly afternoons. We do those once a month on Tuesdays when we're closed, but they are free to families who have kids who have special needs, but also ones that are neurotypical. So a lot of families have a mixture of kids, and they don't necessarily have a place where they can bring all of their children to, and they know that all of the children will have a wonderful time. And so we do provide that opportunity once a month or once every other month, and it is free to those families, and it's on Tuesday afternoons from 12 to 5. So you can check our website for those times when those special events happen. But yes, and then also we have picnic parties where you can basically reserve a picnic table out in the wild zone and bring your friends and your family and have a wonderful time. And then also, if you want, you can rent out the entire museum as a private play date after hours and have the entire museum to yourself.
You know, there's good opportunities for kids to dress up and kind of pretend to be other people. You know, it's really fun. We're talking about letting the kids really self-guide, but it is with a goal in mind. There's the life cycle of the butterfly where they just kind of wander through and they realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm kind of seeing the beginning all the way through a life of a butterfly. And you can see how plants grow. You kind of see it from the beginning through a little pretend market. You do have a kind of a goal in mind with each of these little areas that you have at the Children's Museum. How has that come about? Is it something with your own imagination, or do you have a team of imaginative people that really help you to put this together?
Well, we do have an amazing programs team here, an exhibits team, and we work together to ensure that all of the exhibits are and activities we have here really are promoting learning. And we do, and again, as I say, it's play-based learning, and it's learning that is directed by the child. And, you know, as children, we are already natural scientists. We're already curious. We're already inquiring about things. So what we do here at the Children's Museum is basically put the pieces out and provide the space for them to explore naturally. And on their own, they're going to get those things that help, you know, build their imagination, that lend themselves to math, that help with the science. All of those things that we want our children to get, they do already naturally, and we provide the space for that to happen. And we do it with joy and with, you know, imagination and with creativity. And those are all the best ingredients for helping kids develop that lifelong learning of love. I mean, lifelong learning of play, I should say.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they have kind of a love for play.
Right.
You could kind of combine that up together. Now, how can people get involved with helping you, and how can people get involved with having their kids get there? Tell us a little bit about the membership program.
We do. We have a membership. We have four different levels of membership depending on what works best for your family and what size family you have. So we really have tried to gear the membership levels so that they are as affordable as possible. We are a nonprofit, so on average, we underwrite with donations from fundraising and from individuals and foundations. We underwrite all of our memberships up to 40% of them are underwritten. We also have lots of other ways in which you can come to the museum. If a membership is too expensive, we have daily discounts for people who have food stamp cards or WIC or Medi-Cal, and we also have, you know, other ways, other accessible ways of getting into the museum. We never turn anyone away for lack of funds or ability to come. So yes, we have lots of ways to get involved with the museum, and as I said, we are a nonprofit, and this really is a community resource that is needs to be supported by the community in order to thrive and in order to continue to create new exhibits. All of our new exhibits are funded outside of our revenue that we bring in through daily admissions and membership. It is all extra revenue that is raised to build new exhibits and those types of things here at the museum.
It is ever-changing that some of the things are so popular they stay because kids want to go see them all the time. And I'm sure you're now seeing new generations of kids coming in as well and exploring and finding out. And do you find that kids are kind of natural tour guides for other kids?
Yes, we do find that. Not only, you know, within families, so we have, you know, when there is multi-age children within a family, you'll have the older ones sort of leading the younger ones through and modeling for them how to play and what to do. But we also see that it is social emotional interaction that's happening between kids that don't know each other. And, you know, as a mom who used to take my own children to children's museums, I would always marvel how within the first 10 to 30 minutes of being in a children's museum, my kids had already made new friends and were running around, you know, enjoying themselves, playing and learning together. And it was just wonderful to sit back and watch that happen. And it didn't matter where that children's museum was. We would travel to different children's museums whenever we were on vacation. And it didn't matter. They would always make new friends when they went to a museum.
You know, it's a wonderful place. People can find out more about it. You can go on their website, cmosc.org is a place where you can check that out. Children's Museum of Sonoma County. It's right next to the Charles Schultz Museum on West Steele Lane in Santa Rosa. And you can find out a lot of things about the days that are open and how to go in and explore, have a good time. Colette, I am always so impressed with you and what you've done, and your team are just amazing. And thank you for what you're doing. And I'm encouraged about how things are happening now with opening back up again. We're going to get a lot of people back in there to see it, especially during these nice spring and summer months that we've got ahead of us here. Colette Michaud from the Children's Museum of Sonoma County, thanks so much for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Well, thank you, Ted. I always appreciate your excitement and enthusiasm for the Children's Museum, and I appreciate having this opportunity to spread the word about what the amazing work and experiences that we offer here.